You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
While we've yet to see them howl at the moon, tiny insects scuttling around Piha may have a stronger relationship to the moon than wolves, as their biological clocks are strongly affected by lunar and tidal cycles. I spoke to Dr. James Cheeseman of Auckland University's Faculty of Medical and Health Sciences earlier this morning to learn more about his exciting new report. So these slater-like crustaceans have the familiar day and night. Is it circadian rhythm? Am I pronouncing that right?
That's right. So they, like us, as one of their clocks, have a circadian clock, which determines their nocturnal behaviour.
Mm-hmm. And your research kind of showed that they also have this fortnightly feeding cycle based on the moon and the tide cycle. So can you go a little bit into that?
That's right. So unlike you or I, they also have tidal cycles, which is not a new finding. That's been done before. But the interesting thing is that they have this semi-lunar clock, so approximately fortnightly or 14.7 days, if you want to be more precise, time in which they show maximum foraging. And that's brought about by, I guess, the two facets of behaviour that they have. They're nocturnal, so they only come out at night. Mm. And at Piha, at least, they only feed on the incoming tide. So with those two rules, if you like, that in any particular day of the month, or in fact any day of the year, there's a slightly different amount of time in which to feed, and they have a clock which tells them how to do that.
Mm. And how did you kind of conduct this study in terms of relating this semi-lunar clock to the idea of controlling behaviour?
Sure. So the interesting thing in our kind of science, the chronobiology, I guess, to call something clock controlled, you have to show that it's endogenous, or in other words, happens regardless of external cues, if you like. So what we do is take the animals off the beach and bring them into the laboratory, where we can manipulate very precisely the tides and the light cycles that they get. Mm. And so by manipulating those, we can test between hypotheses for the mechanism behind this kind of obscure semi-lunar rhythm, if you like.
Oh, cool. So how do these extra biological clocks kind of benefit the critters then?
Yeah, so the idea is that it imparts benefit to an animal if it can predict when its environment is going to change dramatically. And people often quote reasons like predator avoidance and that sort of thing. My interest isn't really in that, but rather the mechanism behind this clock control behaviour. Does that make sense?
Yeah, totally. And also you mentioned that these critters are like particularly scuttling around in Piha. Is there a specific reason for why that might be?
Well, they're found all throughout New Zealand, actually. Piha is a convenient place to do the research, and it's not a bad place to be either, actually. So that's where ours, for these particular experiments, that's where we got them.
Oh, all right. Lastly, in the report, you mentioned the circa-lunar and circa-tidal behaviour in animals was actually well known by early Māori. Can you go a little bit into that?
Yes. So this is kind of important and gave quite a lot of the insight into kind of starting research in this area. It was one of the reasons for doing it. And so I guess from the scientific point of view, it means that the animal can work out what time of the month it is by getting information that is given to it on a daily and a tidal basis. So that is very conceptually similar to the indigenous Maori fishing calendar, for example, which obviously has been known about for a long time. And it adds credence to that.
The French, for instance, love the cock.
You're tuned into The Wire. That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.